Today, Senator Mazie Hirono is scheduled to meet with Secretary of Defense nominee James Mattis. The retired four-star Marine general seems likely to be confirmed. So what might that mean for already military-heavy Hawaii? Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
So Mad Dog seems to be liked by both Republicans and Democrats. Does that also include Hawaii's congressional delegation?
Colleen Hanabusa has never met the general, but our Kirsten Downey did talk to her and had a generally good impression. Got a statement from Hirono as well, who is worried about Mr. Trump and his proclivities. There's some hope that he might be able to, and by he, I mean Mattis, help rein in the president from some of his more adventurous comments. There's a general, but you said it right at the top. He is admired by both Democrats and Republicans, which is frankly rather rare among the nominees. I would say among all of President-elect Trump's nominees, Mattis has been the most uniformly accepted. So probably a pretty good bet that he's going to be confirmed.
And that despite the fact that he wasn't particularly well embraced by the Obama administration.
No, there was a falling out there, and today I hear in D.C. that there's actually some clashing within the Trump administration, the transition team, over Mattis, but that's probably nothing new either. You know, you mentioned his nickname being Mad Dog. There's another nickname I found out from Kirsten Downey's report. He's also known as the Warrior Monk, meaning that he takes a thoughtful approach to warfare. So that's a side of the general that I wasn't aware of. In terms of what it might mean for Hawaii, you know, remember, Hawaii is the headquarters for U.S. Pacific Command, and that concerns 55% of the Earth's surface. Colleen Hanabusa said, you know, after the Pentagon, we have the second most dense military concentration in the world. All four branches of the military are here. Oahu is particularly heavily concentrated with military personnel. So in that sense, probably a good thing with Mattis coming on board, given Trump's desire to expand the naval fleet and to spend more money on the military.
So a sense that perhaps we might see even more of a ramp up in Hawaii?
Quite possible. Remember that North Korea is a growing threat, China as well. Even ISIS is making inroads into the Asia-Pacific region, not just in the Middle East and Africa and Europe. So with that attention, there will be a real pivot to Asia, perhaps not diplomatically, but militarily, a concern in that area, economically as well.
And any word from the U.S. Pacific Command how they're viewing this?
Well, you know, the commander here for PACOM has definitely taken a strong view on China, saying that these islands that are being created in the South China Sea are unacceptable, and a sense that having one of their own, a retired four-star general leading the Defense Department, it's probably got a lot of military personnel happy.
Well, it looks like this very well may be going forward, and maybe better than some of the other nominees that have a lot more controversy attached to them. Thanks, Chad, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Beth Ann. Take care.
Chad Blair joins us every day with a reality check from Civil Beat.